It's 88.5 KCSN, and I welcome back a longtime friend, Melissa Etheridge. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Well, we're excited, and there's certainly a great degree of excitement in your new record, Memphis Rock and Soul. Having known you as long as I've known you, it doesn't surprise me. But on the other hand, I do want to find out what was the initial spark for you wanting to go and explore that catalog and attempt to take on what I consider sacred songs.
I know. I think because I do enjoy a challenge, one. I do, and I've definitely been in this business for quite a while.
Yes, that's the term we use.
Yeah, for a while. Quite a while.
Yeah. No years.
Decades. A while. And I have, you know, made my claim and as a singer-songwriter, and songs of mine are in the lexicon and the, you know, the zeitgeist, and it's there, and I feel I have a certain amount of success and I have achieved. And at that point, you start looking around and you realize that the music that I've created has been through the inspiration of those that came before me. And when you really start looking at it, when you really start getting down to it, the music that excited me was the music that either came straight from Stax or was inspired by. Because you can see, there's video of Janis watching Otis Redding, and then I see her at Woodstock, and she's moving just like him and singing just like him. And these are, you know, my heroes, my inspirations were inspired by these artists and Stax. And then the deeper I got into it, the more I knew the story, the more, it's just amazing. And then I went down and before I went down to record, I went down and met some of the people and just fell in love with Memphis. They hold music. They're sacred.
Yeah.
And it's just,
it is honestly the point, the music. You know, and you take an artist like the Staple Singers, which we'll talk about in a moment, because you achieved something pretty special with that song. Many of those singers did come from the church.
Yes.
And they were informed by gospel. And there was a real meeting of secular and spiritual in the making of this music.
That's what I think was the fuel for it, is these artists would go to church on Sunday, and they would hear the on fire gospel music coming out of the South, and then they would run home, and on the radio they would hear the Grand Ole Opry. So you get this hillbilly music, and you get that gospel music, and then down the street the guy's playing the blues, and you get those three things, and you mix them up, and you get Otis Redding, who
Memphis Stew.
You get Memphis Stew. There it is, and it's rocking and soulful, the gospel, but it's bluesy and it's sexy, and it's, man, and everybody wants to feel that way. So when I was thinking about songs to do and what to do, I wanted to, knowing that I'm hopefully not going to ever have to write another I'm the Only One, you know, I'm very happily married and I learned a lot of lessons.
Right.
And so you're never going to get that fire in me again to write a song. I mean, I can sing that song all night long and it's a lot of fun to just visit it and go away, but to actually be in it and feel the fire of it. And so I wanted to go to one of the greatest heartbreak songs ever and do I've Been Loving You Too Long. That is one of the greatest performances on tape ever. I can watch a video of Otis singing that. He sings it like England and their Monterey Pop and stuff, and just blows my mind. And
is it dawning?
Yes.
Because when you have that image in your mind and you know the way he transcended, and then you think, I'm going to take this
on. I know, I'm going to jump in. Well, part of it that really kept me honest to it was the musicians that I played with.
Ah.
They'd been there, done that. It's the Hodges brothers who played with Al Green.
You know, and you worked with Boo Mitchell on the record too.
Boo Mitchell, who's Willie Mitchell's his father, produced all of that stuff.
And Boo's really been, you know, he's been a great evangelist for maintaining an understanding of and a commitment to not just the Stax legacy, but Memphis music itself.
A lot of people really working on that down there. Really, Memphis is a special place. You should make it a tourist stop because it's really amazing.
Home
You want to know that you're my friend. I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way, any other way. Oh, all the way now, baby. Well, people have been talking since we've been apart. When I pass, I hear them whisper. Well, there she goes with a broken heart. When she asks about me, here is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way, any other way. Oh, all the way now, baby. That's all I have to say, my friend. Better say goodbye, yeah. And I think you better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, oh, this is what you say. Well, tell her I wouldn't have it.
I consider the Staple Singer songbook to be a,
sacred. It is sacred.
It's a Bible.
It's,
you know, it's
absolutely
more than a song. And you managed to get Priscilla Renea to update words for respect. So now, how did you even A, think of that, and B, make that happen?
Well, I knew that the Staple Singers were part of the Stax catalog. I researched it, and they did not record at Stax, the studio. They recorded at Muscle Shoals, still a very famous studio with the Swampers.
And you worked at Royal Studios.
Yeah, and I worked at Royal Studios. Mm-hmm. These are these great studios where half the music we know of our childhood came from these studios. And
I was way too young. I'm way too young for that.
Oh, that's right, Sky. I forgot all those years we spent
together. Just kidding.
Right, so I also knew how relevant those songs still are today. Oof. And I pulled out the two of their best, I'll Take You There and Respect Yourself. And one of the pluses of doing this album with Concord Records, who owns Stax Records, is that they had the masters of the Staple Singers. They didn't have a lot of the masters. Atlantic owns most of the ones in the 60s. But anything after 68, Concord owns. So they let me take the masters. And if those of you at home don't understand what the masters mean, it's the very tape that was recorded on back in 1970.
That's holy grail stuff
right
there.
Yes, and it was 16 track, and I was able to pull it apart. So the approach that the Staple Singers took, one, I realized that they didn't write the songs. So all of a sudden I thought, okay, maybe I have some. If they had written the songs and they were, I might have just.
I have some license.
Yes,
here.
I might have left it alone. But I felt like these were, they brought the professional songwriters in to write it. So I know that they were working from that time period. And some of the lyrics, you know, they talk about the Klan in the scene, you know, take a sheet off your face, boy, and talking about, you know, the president. And it was very at that time, early 70s. And I felt that the feeling of the song was so relevant today of it doesn't matter what race we are inside. If we respect ourselves, then we can show what respect looks like. Then we can give respect. We can't respect anyone until we respect ourselves. And we certainly can't get respect until we start respecting. So it can really change a lot. And I did. I brought Priscilla Renee in, who's a singer-songwriter, wrote California King for Rihanna. She's a big pop singer-songwriter. And we sat down together and in the afternoon just really found a way to bridge and bring this into the 21st century. And the background vocals you hear, those are the staple singers. Pops is playing the guitar. That's the Muscle Shoals. Swampers playing the it's I'm not only did I jump into the song, I jumped into the recording. And it's, you know, technology is amazing to be able to do that. I only did that with that song, and there's another song, I'm a Lover, where I did that. But, you know, I have all respect, and I hope that everyone along the way, you know,
done with true love.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
In service of the song.
There you go.
Yeah, while it may seem overstated, it's not. You know, I haven't seen the staple singers at various points in my life, and particularly going back into the early 70s, right around the time period you're talking, and being fortunate enough to have seen them at, you know, their the peak of their powers.
Yeah.
I literally had the old Jake, you know, blues epiphany moment at the first time I saw him in concert, and ran down and touched Mavis's hand, because I just,
come on,
it took me over.
Probably, yeah. And you're looking at me going, Melissa, how could you get the guts to sing some of the two most, Otis Redding, Mavis Staples, probably the two, if you said your two favorite singers, there they are right there. Anything, they could sing the phone book, they could sing anything. And so, yes, do I want to jump on that and try to do that? Yeah, because I love a good challenge, and, you know, I'm not going to do it just like them. I don't want to, I'm going to do it myself, but I think it's the reason that they got us is because they connected to their soul.
Born under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble is my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, yeah. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Well, I can't read, I never learned to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign, yeah. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would not have no luck at all. Wine and women is all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign, yeah, yeah. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck. Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
You better bring a lot of extra towels for on stage because, you know, you work up a good sweat when you're doing these.
I'm going to do the whole, I'm going all out. I got horns, background singers. I got a robe. I'm going to do the whole.
Well, you
got
to have the robe, right?
No, yeah, sure. Just doing the.
I was going to ask you about a robe, but you're ahead of me on
you
it.
You know it. I'm doing the whole thing.
Now, you're going to, prior to that tour, in about a week to 10 days, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's actually right after the tour. My cruise.
Yeah, your cruise.
Yeah.
Tell me about this cruise for the first time.
This is my first time. You know, if you are cruising people, and I mean the water kind of boat cruise, this is my first time I've ever done a cruise. And it's my cruise. It's
right.
Melissa Etheridge Rock the Boat Tour. And we got Joan Jett. It's going to play on it. Crystal Bowersock, the Delta Ray. Some amazing musicians and comedians and fun. Because I was always saying, for the last 10 years, I've been hearing about cruises. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I said, look, there's a cruise. It's got to be done my way. It's got to be, you know, this quality of food, this quality of entertainment. I want to really be able to connect with my fans and just really go all out. And we're going to do it. It's going to leave October 31st from Tampa. And then it goes down to Cozumel in Mexico, and then it goes back to Tampa.
And you hit the Keys?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to come? Come on. I think you need a cruise.
I do need a cruise.
You need a vacation. Come
I need more than a cruise. I need a around the world in 80 days cruise. That's no lie.
Well, hold on, baby. Yeah. Now don't you ever be sad. Lean on me when the times are bad. When the day comes and you're down in a river of trouble and about to drown. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Well, I'm on my way. I will be your lover. When you feel cold, I will be your cover. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm here. No need to suffer, baby, 'cause I'm here. So hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, here I come. I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Reach out to me for satisfaction, yeah, yeah. Call my name for quick reaction, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now don't you ever sad. Lean on me when the times are bad. When the day comes and you're down in a river of trouble and I'm about to drown. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, here I come. I'm coming, here I come. Coming.
you know, it's always good to see you.
Awesome guy.
And obviously, I wish nothing but the best. And I got the feeling, you know, when I heard the record, on one hand, I'm not surprised at all. Mm. You know, I know what you're capable, and I know that in your hands, these songs would be given real new life and vitality. But hearing the joy and hearing the energy and hearing the power in the way you deliver it, it just was like, yep, nailed it. Knew she could nail it, but boy, it's good. So it's something to celebrate, and we're glad to be playing it on the radio station and always glad to have you come out and share your music with us.
Well, thank you so much, CSUN, for supporting artists the way you do. We really appreciate that.
That's what we're trying to do. It's 88.5 KCSN with Melissa Etheridge.